Hello, welcome to the Jakecast. Boom, bada boom.
We rolling now? Is it working?
Yep.
Boy, why don't you tell them the reason that you... We tried this one a couple times and it wasn't going, huh?
Like, when I was trying to make this episode, my iPad just, like, wouldn't even turn the episode on.
Because why?
Because I had a 34-minute video.
Yeah. You got way too much storage.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, how about...
I'm going to say what we can talk about.
You go right ahead.
Okay, we're going to talk about... storage.
We are.
Because I just deleted a little bit of storage.
Yeah, it's an issue you're very familiar with.
Well, and actually, even when I was on... Photos, my iPad said... That was a second ago when I was on Photos.
Yeah.
So, here's what happened. So... When I was on Photos, we already know that. I saw something that says, your storage is full. That's what happened. So then we deleted my recently deleted videos and photos.
And do you think that cleared up some storage for you?
Okay, now, talk a little bit about, storage for me.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, regardless of what device you're using, you want to make sure that
you want to make sure that it's got some juice.
Wait, what?
You want to make sure that your thing's got some juice.
Yes, you want to make sure you got some juice. And you're not going to have any juice if you have too many videos on it, taking up too many gigabytes.
Yeah. It's not juicy if you have storageable videos.
Right. And this is a lesson that you just learned. And what are some things people could do to, prevent getting their device all stored up like that?
I'm going to talk a little bit about storage. Not what you just said, though.
Okay,
guys, here we go. Storage is something you need to store. Something you have storageable, you can't have some storageable. If you have some storageable, that is terrible.
Now, you can get easily tricked by this because you could go, like you just did, to record this podcast, and nothing works, and you don't even know why. And then it's because your storage is full. Or you could be out and about and want to take a wonderful picture of, like, your dog or your family.
So if it dies, you can, like...
Maybe of a tree or something.
Like,
or
so...
You might even... You keep interrupting me. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, if you take a photo of your dog, you wanna keep it because if your dog dies, you wanna keep that photo for yourself. If you miss your dog when it dies,
yeah, if your dog would bite the bullet, you wanna make sure that you've got plenty of commemorative photos of that dog, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want, if you're out and about, and you're walking, you know, Spot or Rover or whatever his name is, and the next thing
like,
you know,
Jax, my mom's dog.
Right. If something would happen to him, and you're, well, I guess you want to take a picture of them when they're still alive, obviously. You go to take a picture, and your memory's full. Huh? You can't get a picture of your dog. And if something happens to your dog, and we're not saying this is going to happen, kids, if you're listening. We're not saying that your dog's going to be fine. But you
want
to make sure
Yeah, like, you want your dog to be alive the whole time.
Obviously, yes.
Or you could take a picture of him when you don't have many storageable videos.
Right. Now, I think there is a cautionary tale here, though. Get the pun, tail, because we're talking about dogs.
Yeah.
I think there's a cautionary tale, and that is, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, don't be documenting your life with pictures all the time. If you're out and you're having a good time,
don't.
Experience it. Live in the moment. You don't need to do that. Oh, I'm going to get a video of that. Oh, let me get a picture. Oh, like, be in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's okay to document a little bit, but I mean, if you're, like, not even there.
Yeah, it's okay to document a little bit, or it's okay if you want to, and it's really okay, and it's definitely okay if you want to document something that isn't really whatever, like a 0 second video or a photo.
Right. But if you're having a great time somewhere, you know, don't ditch the people that you're there with, having a good time with, to take pictures because of your little Facebook page or something, you know. You want to be in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be in the moment.
Yeah. Like, this weekend, you and I are planning on going to see some bands, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you're going to have a great time. You're going to be dancing. You're going to be singing along. And I'm going to be like, oh, I want to get a video of this. And I'll take a couple. But then I want to just experience the moment, you know?
Yeah.
And be there while it's happening.
Yeah. We need to... You need to just have storage so you can get a lot of photos or videos, then you'll have a lot of storage, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So,
do you have any other strategies for keeping storage?
Yeah, because this podcast is a little bit longer than we always do it.
You know what? Let's change up the topic. This Sunday, speaking of this weekend, so Saturday we're going to go see some bands together. We're going to get all grocery shopping done. You know me, that takes us about, what, 10 minutes. But we're also going to go to your first what practice of the year?
We're going to go to the baseball practice. I was almost going to say practice.
We're going to go to your first baseball practice of the year very early on Sunday morning. I don't know why these things are always so early. I cannot stand that.
Like, and even they make their last band at 8 p.m.
Well, that was, yeah, that's Saturday for the bands we're going to.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'd be sleeping by then.
That's why we're not going to stay all day. Plus, then
actually, we are going to stay all day because we really want to see those bands.
Oh, okay. And you're going to be up on time to go to your 8:30 baseball practice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll just trust that you're going to get all that done, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to get to meet your team. This is your third year
in
baseball.
And we can go to the band.
Yeah, I didn't say we weren't.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get people to pitch to you, and you know how to hit when people pitch to you now, don't you?
Yeah.
You and I do that sometimes. Oh, and you know what I found out?
What?
Now that you're in rookie ball, they use hard balls.
I don't want them to hit me.
They won't. You'll get hits, but they're not going to be that little rubber type that you used in T-ball anymore. They're going to be genuine baseballs. What do you think of that?
What does genuine mean? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Just means like real, authentic.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I basically said it. Like real, authentic, you know.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about what I'm trying to get you to talk about.
Yeah, the word genuine or genuine.
Well, let's talk about what genuine is.
I pretty much said it already. It just means like the real thing, like official. Like official baseball of Major League Baseball. I mean like a genuine baseball. And that's the type of balls you're going to be using. You're going to be learning how to throw a curveball, a slider, a splitter, a cutter.
Let's go back to talking a little bit about what we were talking about.
Which thing?
Storage.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still think your storage is pretty full, and if I were you, I would delete more videos when you're done.
I don't care. We don't really have... I don't really want to.
What if all of a sudden your iPad isn't functioning anymore one day?
Let's just make this podcast and not talk about stupid stuff.
We just wanted to talk about storage. Now, here's something people do to combat the storage problem as well. You can also... Now, I wouldn't do this because I am a frugalman and I just don't care that much, but you can actually pay money for... If you've got an Apple device, like an iPhone or an iPad or whatever, you can pay money for an iCloud account and have, like, I don't even know, tons of gigabytes of storage, but you got to pay a monthly fee. I'm not interested in that. Some people do that. I would rather just, you know, not take millions of photos. But that is an option. And you can certainly explore it, you know, listeners.
Yeah, listeners, you can definitely explore it.
Yeah. What would be your limit, Jake? What's the most you'd be willing to pay per month for iCloud storage?
Well, actually... I'm going to say to them what I would be excited to buy.
Okay.
Okay, let me think. I would like to buy a new phone because... Listeners who are listening, actually, I have a phone. I would like a new phone because my phone is old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is old. You got an old phone of Dad's you play with, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got an iPad, too.
Yeah, we can still get a phone when I still have an iPad. Like, my aunt, she has a phone and she has an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get back to talking about storage.
Okay, well, I asked you a question. I wanted to get your answer. If you found out you could have unlimited iPad storage every month, like you could take as many videos as you want, as long as you wanted.
That would be good.
I'm not done. There's a condition here. So you can have however much you want. How much would you pay in dollars, USD, per month to get that? How much would you pay a month?
Then I'm a kid... I would pick, and I can't get really much money, I would pick $3.
You pay $3 a month?
Yeah.
Tell you what, you pretty much guessed my number right there.
Yep.
That's about all I would do. That's the price of a, what?
It may be a price of a really puny basketball.
Could be a puny basketball. It could also be a half of one of these expensive lattes people waste their money on.
That laugh.
Maybe like a junior cheeseburger.
That laugh sounded ugly.
Sorry, you made me laugh. Yeah, I think $3. I think that's about it, dude. I gotta run downstairs real quick. You keep up the storage talk. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll be right back. Some people say that in shows, you know. We'll be right back. Okay. Like I said, you can... Like he said, you... So... I'm going to talk a little bit about storage. So, okay, when he gets back, he can talk. Okay, so, storage. If storage didn't exist, you could get as many photos or videos as you wanted. Did you hear what I said?
I did.
I said, if storage didn't exist, you could take as long as you want.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm eating now.
Yeah, we can still talk even though. Okay. Now you can talk about storage with me.
When I'm eating, I don't like to talk. Really.
Okay. Well, you still have to. We're making an episode, you know.
What else do you have to say?
Well, this is going to be a long one, you know, so...
I wouldn't risk that, because you only deleted, like, a couple videos, and if your storage gets messed up, it may stop on you. You know that?
It won't get messed up because I'm charging it.
Oh, okay.
I'm charging my iPad up. That takes storage.
Mm-hmm.
That takes storage going up.
But you say so.
But the storage doesn't do anything when it goes up. Okay, so let's change the topic a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the next topic on our list?
Well, you've become quite the accomplished YouTuber.
Yeah, I became a YouTuber and a podcaster.
You're getting very good at YouTube skills, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, listeners that watch my videos... We gotta interrupt this episode for a second. Okay, listeners who listen to my YouTube videos. So, if you're watching my thumbnail videos, I have thumbnails on my videos now. Well, actually, I saw that you did see my videos because I got some views and likes on... Well, not likes, but I just got views on
it. People are watching. Views are what matters most, you know?
Yeah, when I make more, watch them now.
Yeah. Yeah, you just learned how to make thumbnails and post them, didn't you?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about thumbnails now.
Okay. What do you have thoughts about them?
Well, on this... I downloaded Adobe to make these thumbnails.
Well, that didn't work. Remember, you downloaded a different one. Did you?
Well,
I forget what it's called, though.
Oh, it's called... Well, it's just called Thumbnail Maker.
Mm.
And when you get on there, create the first, tap the first thing. Okay, we're talking a little bit about Thumbnail Maker. So, you have to get into Thumbnail Maker if you download it. Okay, download it now also. And then you have to hit the first button. It says, create thumbnail. And so when you get into that, you have to hit the top button. It says, create new with a plus in its picture.
Are you just giving a tutorial now?
Yeah, I'm giving them a tutorial. A tutorial of how Thumbnail Maker works.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to talking about storage. Yeah.
I don't know if I have many more thoughts on it.
Okay, then let's change the topic.
Alright. Change it to.
Okay, the third one on our list. Well, I mean the fourth one. We were talking about Thumbnail Maker before we were doing our other one.
The fourth and final topic. Here we go.
Well, not really the final. Okay, topic four. So, we're going to talk about this app, Spotify for Podcasters. And if you haven't used this app, listeners, then just download it now. We can talk a little bit about it because I'm making a podcast here right now. On my app, Spotify for Podcasters.
You know what it used to be called?
What?
That app used to be independent of Spotify, and it was just called Anchor. And then I think they were either bought by Spotify, or they merged with them, or something. And it's a good idea, because now Spotify can further their world monopoly, take over every United States citizen's brain. No, I'm just kidding. But they can make a seamless transition to where your podcast creator is the same, like it links right to the app that you listen to podcasts on, which is Spotify.
You can even listen to some music on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I use Spotify to listen to some music, and if you don't have Pandora on your TV, download it now. I'm going to tell you what to download, I'm going to tell you what to download, even if you have it, or even if you don't.
Okay.
So, download Pandora on your TV. That's a music app. Or on your phone, your iPad, if you're an adult or a kid, you can still download that on your TV, phone, or iPad.
What's your favorite music listening app?
My favorite music listening app is, it's not Pandora, but it's Pandora on my mom's TV.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. talk more about some storage.
Boy, I'm out of storage ideas.
Well, there's more stuff about storage that the people want to know.
All right. Go ahead and educate them.
Well, when you talk, I can figure out what you're talking about.
Oh, there's an event. The NFL draft is tonight. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah.
Do you know what the NFL is?
What?
The National Football League. And their draft starts tonight, where players, aspiring NFL players that excelled in college football, will be selected in an order determined by the NFL. And they're going to pick new players to be on their teams. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
Well, give me a list of the teams that are on NFL.
Well, there's 32.
Well, so tell me what they are.
I'm not going to name them all.
You can, I'm saying just name some.
All right. Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots.
I think I would like the Patriots.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of heat for that one. A lot of people don't like the Patriots because they didn't like Tom Brady because he was the best NFL player of all time and they envied his success. You know?
Yeah.
Let me think. I don't really have a favorite NFL team. I don't really watch it all that much anymore.
Well, tell me one if you think you have a favorite. Think first.
I am thinking, boy. These days, boy, it's really hard these days. I don't even know. I would want to pick whichever team is the most, like, analytically focused, but not going overboard, you know?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know.
Maybe you can think of one during the podcast.
I kind of liked what the Detroit Lions did last year. They were pretty interesting.
Like, if you think of one during the podcast, you can just tell them.
Okay. Maybe the Lions. Oh, the Packers I enjoyed last year, too, surprisingly. Jordan Love was their quarterback now. They were very fun to watch in the playoffs. They were impressive. So were the Lions. Let me think here. Pretty much don't like the whole entire NFC East. You know who has my favorite uniforms in the NFL?
What?
New Orleans Saints. I love, love, love their uniforms. I don't think they're any good anymore, but...
Well, did you used to love, love, love the people?
I love Drew Brees, Hall of Fame quarterback. He was awesome. I liked Ricky Williams when he played. That was a long time ago now. But the Saints, they wore these beautiful all-black head-to-toe uniforms with their gold helmet, cool Saint symbol. I love their uniforms. Definitely my favorite.
Huh, definitely your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to say Lions or Packers as far as teams that I found entertaining.
I got a question for you. I'm gonna say, why do they have these things on their face in baseball?
Oh, the black things on their cheeks?
No.
Like right
no,
here?
No. Gray metal thing in their face.
like a catcher's mask?
Yeah.
Well, catchers wear them behind the plate in case a baseball comes back and hits them in the face. Because those pitchers, like the average MLB pitcher these days probably throws like 95. Which, I mean, even if it was only 89, it still hurts.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I was just going to say this. And we even have a baseball game on our PlayStation 2.
Yeah, we do. Very old one. The dad used to love, and a lot of other baseball video game fans herald as the best game of all time. MVP Baseball 2005 with Manny Ramirez on the cover. Great game.
Yeah, I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, and you used to too.
I think it's got the best gameplay of any baseball video game ever created. Now, I haven't played one since, 2007 probably, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it,
Yeah.
Yep. What a great discussion this has turned out to be.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's another NFL team I like, but...
Yeah, we're still talking about NFL.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all of them that I would care about. I'm not sure if the Titans are doing interesting stuff these days analytically. I don't really know.
I don't think I even know them.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans. They're very close to where a certain aunt of yours lives.
Let me think. Want to talk about rookie league?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm gonna be in? What I am in?
Right. What about it?
Let's talk about how you think how good I'm gonna be at it.
Oh, well, you are a big boy for a 5-year-old. So, I think you're gonna do well physically. What I would like to see from you this year is for you to be more focused on the game, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And not get bored and want to leave. I would like to see you be paying attention when you're out in the field. All right? Because balls are going to be hit your way, right. And I want to see you try to field them. Okay? And here's a nice thing. Now, this helps a lot, too. They have less kids. There's less kids on each team. It's really tough when there's like a million, like 15 kids on one team, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got to let them all hit. It's like, oh, my God, we're going to be here for hours.
An hour.
Yeah, and the kids, these little kids can't be entertained sitting in the dugout for that long. So I think you only have like 10 on your team this year, and if you figure at least like 2 won't show up every week, that's pretty good. So, but that's what I want to see from you. I want you paying attention, especially when you're in the field, and just being proud of yourself when you do well. Giving yourself a pat on the back when you succeed. That sound good?
Yeah. And let's talk about that day I was a producer on your show.
Well, I don't want to get into that because, remember, there's certain details we can't get out on the podcast here. But yes, you did recently produce a show.
Well, I have bad news because, like... In the middle of the podcast, I was wearing my headphones in the podcast, and my headphone battery was low.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to listen to it, sitting down there, just listening to the video.
But you did a good job of producing the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you were very, you let Dad get his show done and he didn't come and interrupted. He produced it very, very well.
Well, here's what I did. I didn't interrupt it because I was messaging you and you said it was almost done.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep, and you were patient until the show was over.
Yep, I was.
That's your first professional credit in
Hollywood. Yeah, that's my first. That's my first production ever.
Yeah. Yep, in everybody.
That's my first production ever in my life.
And everybody in the chat was very nice to you and said you did a great job. So.
And there's something funny in the chat. Also.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get ready to wrap things up here shortly.
We're not gonna wrap this up yet.
When are you thinking you're gonna wrap it up?
Maybe in like an hour or so.
Oh, no. That's definitely not happening.
It is.
You don't want to record something too long and then they delete your podcast because you don't have space for it.
Well, let's just do it. Stop talking about these stuff that I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm just saying it might lose.
Get back to talking about baseball.
All right, let's talk about your favorite baseball team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, let's do it.
So. This is a really tough one for me. I grew up all my life being a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I loved Mark McGwire. I'm not bothered by the steroid thing. It was a personal choice of his, and he's paying for it, and nobody cares anymore. And don't take steroids, kids. It's not good for you, and you die early. But I always loved the Cardinals, and as I've gotten older...
Well, what if the listeners do drink that?
Yeah, you don't want to take steroids. They are not good for you. They have a lot
well,
of...
Well, what if the listeners actually did, and they think you said, do it?
I don't think they did. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about, like, a steroidal-type medicine that your doctor might give you for something minor. I'm talking about human growth hormone, that if you lift weights, it makes your muscles get really unnaturally, crazily big, okay? They're very dangerous. But Mark McGwire took them, Sammy Sosa, even though he lies and said he didn't, probably Jeff Bagwell, Rafael Palmeiro, Jose Canseco, I don't know how I didn't mention him yet, Albert Bell probably did. I mean, you just go back and look at the guys. They were like jacked, huge muscles, gigantic specimen. They were all doing it. And it was fun, honestly. Baseball was awesome then, and they were hitting 70 home runs. Oh, Barry Bonds. I don't know how I didn't mention him. But anyway, that wasn't really my point. I was always a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Was happy enough to see them win the World Series twice in 2006 and 2011. 2011 was amazing. But as I've gotten older and have a wonderful son named Jake, and...
Yeah, that's why we call it the Jake Cast.
That's right. But as I just have these other priorities in my life, I just don't really care as much anymore. Not only that, the Cardinals are becoming a laughingstock the last couple of years. Their manager is horrible. The general management is horrible. They've had decent rosters, but have been not good. And I just don't care. So, if I had to pick a favorite team right now, I'd probably have to say the Tampa Bay Rays, because they are always ahead of the curve, very analytically minded, and they've won a lot of games in maybe the toughest division in baseball year over year, the AL East. You know, beating the Yankees, the Red Sox haven't been too great lately, but beating the Red Sox. The Orioles have gotten good. The Rays kind of still contended with them.
And now let's talk to them about why the Wright Elementary School has changed into a different place.
What made you think about that?
I forget, what's that place called again?
Well, I'm not even sure, actually. I think it has a few different names. But they have, like, a whole bunch of stuff in that building, don't they?
Well, what's the name they called it?
I honestly don't know. I really don't know. They have sports stuff in there.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm saying the right elementary school. So, it changed into a fun place where you can do fun stuff. You can play some instruments there.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff in there.
Yeah. There's even a... I don't know what that's called. Like, a slider.
Oh, I don't think of the name of it either.
Where you slide into the pillows?
Yeah, it's like a ski lift type thing. Why can't I think of what it's called?
If you don't think of what it's called, then this podcast is gonna be like 5 hours.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't think of what that's called, but whatever.
Let's just continue the podcast.
I'm about out of topics, dude.
Topic's still going on. Let's get back to talking a little bit about that right elementary school stuff again.
Go ahead.
You can talk about it with me. And they even have a swing that I don't even know how it works.
Right.
This has been the Jakecast.